This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Phil Stasek back, the president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. And we also have Karen Houston. She is also on the board of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance, and she is a community activist and works her day job at the AFL-CIO. Thank you so much for coming in. This month, the Space Coast Progressive Alliance is addressing the topic of being Black in America. It's going to happen on June 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the usual Front Street Civic Center. But Phil, let's start out talking a little bit about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance and what you do.
Thank you so much, Terry. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of progressive and liberal thought here in Brevard County. We advocate for civil rights, for the environment, for women's rights. And this presentation is going to be a very intense, a very deep, thoughtful investigation of the issue of what is it like to be Black in America? You might think that seems simplistic, but the truth is the color of your skin will likely affect how you'll be treated during a traffic stop or when you walk into a restaurant. Those of us that are white just don't understand. They call it white privilege, when you don't really have to think about the color of your skin. But the truth is Black people are discriminated against literally from the minute that they wake up until the evening when they go to bed. There are things that people do differently based on the color of your skin, your level of education, the way a police officer treats you, the sentence you'll receive if you wind up in court. These things truly are determined by the color of your skin.
It's going to be an open and honest conversation. Can you tell us a little bit about the speakers who will be presenting that evening?
Absolutely. We have a fantastic team of speakers. Brittany Baylor, marketing major, FIT. Michael Braga, he's going to be one of our stars because he's a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer from the Sarasota Herald Tribune. An anchor of our presentation is, if somebody says, hey, what about discrimination? And you say, well, prove it. Well, he's coming with his facts and figures from an incredible series that they wrote about this issue. Alberta Klinkscales will also be their vice president of the Florida Coalition on Black Civic Participation and other things that she does. Russell Drake, first vice president of the Democratic Black Caucus of Florida. Randy Foster, a former board member from the Space Coast Progressive Alliance, who's now the CEO of Foster Experts. He's a very interesting speaker. And finally, Tess Martin, who is president of Speak Out Brevard. Today in the studio, we were very, very lucky to have Karen Houston. Karen helped organize this event, and she can speak to this better than anyone else that I know.
Yes, I just want to say, you know, actually, one of our members of SCPA, who's a psychologist in the area, Paul Halpern, it was his brainchild, and I jumped on board as the rebel that I am. And I've experienced some things in my lifetime, and right now, even today, I'm thinking to myself, why is it necessary for us to explain why Black Lives Matter? Is it because we didn't add the three-letter word to? Well, Black lives do matter, and so many parents have seen their children killed, or parents have to tell their sons, be careful, make sure you do this, make sure you don't do that if you're stopped. So there's fear, constant fear about what might happen if you're walking down the street, simply. Some of the things that we're going to be talking about right here is going to be white privilege. Some people don't understand what that even means. That's simply if I walk in the door, myself being Black, a female, and a white female walk in the door, there's going to be different perceptions about who we are or what we're in there for or what we may or may not do.
Perfect opportunity for you to learn a little bit about what it's like to be Black in America and share your own personal viewpoints and perhaps instances that have happened to you. It happens on June 7th, 6:30 p.m., Front Street Civic Center, free and open to the public. And for more information,
scpaflorida.com.